The opening story of in the book of Exodus is how Pharaoh encounters, quote-unquote, the Jewish problem and seeks to dominate them and enslave them and forces them into servitude. And it's an interesting development, because the Jewish people were powerful and important and very many. And here you see, you know, unfortunately, one of many, many examples of anti-Semitism. And here the host culture here wants to dominate and destroy the Jew. And they did that in numerous ways. But one of the ways was that they forced the men to do work of women, and they forced the women to do work of men. And that's such an interesting and psychologically deep way of doing battle. Essentially, as much work as they can do, very talented people, very, very talented, capable people, but having them do things that are just not for them. It's just they're doing the wrong thing. It doesn't work for them, right? It's not fulfilling to them. For a man to be doing someone else's work or work that's not fit for him, whether it's a woman or it's, you know, he really should be a carpenter. He's good with his hands. He's good with wood. And meanwhile, he's working as a, you know, as a mathematician. You know, he's working as a, you know, as whatever, right? As a doctor. As he's working as a, you know, it just doesn't work out. It's torturous. It's torturous. And it's such a deep concept that one of the ways to destroy someone is by giving them something to do, or having them engage in something which is it's not for his soul, it's not for his psyche, it's not for himself. And it's a deep message for us. Right? Everybody will only we're all looking for happiness and to feel successful, and the way to do that is to do what speaks to us. What is our purpose? What is it's a question each of us needs to ask ourselves, right? Who are you? Who are you? What should you be doing? Because if you're doing the wrong thing, it's a tragedy. It's a tragedy, and ultimately it leads to sadness, right? The Talmud describes incredibly that God sheds three tears every day. Every day God sheds three tears. And the Talmud lists what these three tears are, and two of them are for people who are doing, so to speak, the wrong thing, meaning they're supposed to be, let's say, you know, teaching Torah, and instead, you know, they work in computers, right? God cries for them every day. Or someone who should work in computers, right? Instead, he's teaching Torah. That guy, he's not supposed to be teaching Torah, right? God cries for him as well. God cries for, sheds tears every day for these people, right? What the concept is, all of us need to be ourselves and do the things that only we can do and only we should do, and that is the key to happiness and success. Shabbat Shalom.